standards for the child and so on. It's a very frightening thing if you really follow it, and it is part of the war against Christianity. Going back to Alexis de Tocqueville, as we approach wrapping up here, here's what he said. In the United States, the influence of religion, that is Christianity, is not confined to the manners, but it extends to the intelligence of the people. Christianity, he said, therefore reigns without obstacle by universal consent. Whatever happened, Peyton? Universal consent.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, this, the bottom line is this. We Christians do need to stand up not only against all of these attacks. And as you said earlier, you have to eliminate the pride aspect of it. It's not that these people have to change their ways. It's when you're attacked, you have to respond, and you have to remind people. And we're going to, if we lose our history because of those who are trying to rewrite it right now, mm-hmm. if we lose that, we've lost a ton. That we need to remind future generations and teach them that the freedom that they know and love, sadly, the freedoms that they used to know and love were rooted
yes.
were rooted in the Christian faith and Judeo-Christian values.
Well, I am so grateful that you stepped into the gap for Brad when he was unable through the problems with his flight to join us today. You've done a great job, and I appreciate it. And friends, again, back to de Tocqueville, going all the way back to 1835. It's so helpful and insightful. The safeguard of morality is religion. He's talking about Christianity. And morality is the best security of law as well as the surest pledge of freedom. Now listen to this. Christianity is the companion of liberty in all its conflicts, the cradle of its infancy, and the divine source of its claims. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Incredible.
What an incredible word. And thank Brad for his book, America's War
will.
On Christianity. Again, your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. It'll be on the website saveus.org. And his companion book, God and America's Leaders, the Quotations of America's Presidents and Founding Fathers on God and Religion, a $15 book. Combined, $28, $4 postage and handling. We'll put both of the books in your hands, or $4 for either one of them, postage and handling. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, get it on our website, saveus.org. Also, write to us if you're so inclined. And, again, Renewing the Soul of America. Also, my own book, 38 National Christian Leaders. I think you'll find it a very unusual book. This is a time we've got to gird up our loins, friends, the loins of our minds, and bring ourselves back to the truth that is in God's Word. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and let's pray for this nation in this desperate hour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. Of course, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of C.J. Lovick. And we're going to be talking about things of eternal significance. You know, as we look at and see what's happening in the news, we hear about the massive floods, certainly in the central part of our country, the massive fires we've seen in Texas and New Mexico, and some of the biggest fires we've ever heard of and ever seen. We've had a series of tornadoes unparalleled during my lifetime. I mean, violent storms have taken out literally whole towns. And certainly, then, of course, we face an economic system which is certainly very, very uncertain. Certainly, we're having inflation about 10% a year now. Probably it would be 15% by the end of the year because the producer price index has been running 14-15%. And, of course, it takes 6 months before we get there. But we'll certainly, unless something dramatic happens, have a 15% inflation the end of this year. Maybe twice that by the end of next year. We don't know. But what we do know is that we're facing very uncertain economic times. And then, of course, we have now not one or two wars, but at least four wars in the Middle East and the Near East. And we're seeing the whole destruction of the whole of that area and the destruction of the existing governments and being replaced. And people like to think, well, wait till we get back to a stable society, but I'd like to suggest we're not going to see a stable society as we've known before. I think we're going into periods of ever-increasing chaos and crisis, and people don't like to hear that. They like to hear everything's got to be just fine, but is it? That is the question. What happens to a nation when they turn against God? Well, with us this evening is C.J. Lovick, and we're going to be talking about the website that he has put up, The Story of Jesus. C.J., thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, thank you for having me.
Why don't you sort of tell our listeners a little bit about why you put up a website that deals with simply the story of the life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Good question, as always, and the answer is pretty straightforward, actually, although there's many facets to it. As you've described, we're entering a period where we can literally feel and see the dark shadow coming across this land and across our own lives. There is but one hope, and not to be trite, but that hope is in Jesus Christ, is my personal belief. At the time I put the website up 10 years ago, things were not as bad as they are now. The reason for putting it up wasn't that there was a disaster coming. The reason for putting it up is there's always been a disaster, and that is the disaster is in the hearts of men. We are sinners who need a Savior, and Jesus Christ came to bring salvation to sinners. So I wanted to tell his story.
And I think 10 years ago it was an important story. I think, though, it's even a far more important story now. Because, you see, we can look at all the things that are happening, and we can try to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to work and how we're going to organize. But in the final analysis, unless you change the hearts of men, nothing's going to change. And will this avert catastrophe? I don't know. I believe God judges men. I believe he judges nation. He believes he brings judgment on civilizations. It's happened before. I think it's happening today. But at least we need to know that there is at least hope for each of us. And CJ, of course, I think that the real hope and the only hope any of us have is the promise that's laid out in the life and death and the story of the resurrection of our Lord, don't you?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Lord Jesus Christ, written 500 years before he ever lived on planet Earth.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read Isaiah 53, you need to read it. It's the most amazing prophecy. And it was written 500 years before Christ was born. I've heard it said that in the rabbinical schools, when they teach Isaiah, they go from Isaiah 52 to Isaiah 54. Because if you read Isaiah 53, it's very obvious that Isaiah was writing about Jesus Christ and what he would stand for. And there's so many prophecies telling about Jesus. This is why the Bible is really such an amazing source of information, because the prophecies are there. They've come to pass, but certainly one of the most amazing ones is Isaiah 53. And if you haven't read it recently, why it's well worthwhile getting.
Well said.
Well, basically, of course, I think we're entering very, very difficult times, and I think it's so vitally important that you have access, especially if you're dealing with others and you're trying to help them understand what Christianity is about, to the story of Jesus. And that's the title of the website. You can go up to the Internet. Fortunately, we have the miracle of the Internet at our fingertips. Most people have a computer. And you can pull down the story of Jesus or www.thestoryofjesus.com. Or you can go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down the home page, and just click there, and miraculously you're there at the website. What are people going to see when they get to the story of Jesus?
Well, they're going to see the story of Jesus. Let me divide it up. There's eight sections, and we've divided it into 156 vignettes covering the entire life, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a table of contents, and if you don't want to start at the beginning, if there's a particular part of life, Christ, the life of Christ that interests you, you can find that a title and click on that, and it will take you to a page where that part of Christ's life is described. Again, we remind our listeners that this story is, I didn't invent it. It's taken from exclusively from the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In addition, we have commentary and references on each page. There's terms that are used that most people or many people in this culture do not understand. We understand that. We want to make it helpful to them. So we've put hypertext links, highlighted those words. You can click on them, and you'll get an explanation of the word or the concept that will help you further understand the story of Jesus. We have an option of being able to listen to each chapter if you don't want to read it or you cannot read it for some reason. You can send a page to a friend if you have somebody that you know would needs a certain part of this. You can send it to them. We have a section that talks about the biographers. That would be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We describe the politics and the religion in Jesus' time, so you have some historical reference points for understanding the life and times of Christ. We also have beautiful maps of the Holy Land, so you can see where Jesus was at different times in his ministry. You can download the entire story in print, or you can listen to the entire story on audio, and we also have an added feature of the Gospel of Luke in audio. And finally, two more things. We have an invitation and the ability to contact us and ask us questions, and we invite anybody that's serious to ask us questions about the life of Jesus Christ and why this is, should be important to you. We're dealing right now with a young Buddhist who has was raised in a culture where he never heard about Jesus or the Gospel. And so he has no context for understanding this, and it's quite a challenge to deal with somebody that has no historical perspective on the life and times of Jesus Christ. But it's also important because whether you're a Buddhist or an atheist or whatever, without coming to Christ, if you do not have him as your Savior, eternity is a lot darker than what you described in the prologue to this radio segment, Dr. Stan. Things are bad, but you have no idea how bad they can get.
Oh, I have an idea, but I just don't want to discourage people too much. But
I know you do.
But we do need to get people to realize that we are entering what I believe are very, very difficult times. And you hear me, if you listen to my programs, you know we always talk about this political, financial, historical, or health issue, but it really all comes back, and we always try to bring it back to the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we hope, of course, that our ministry will point people towards Jesus Christ, because that's what it's really all about. And this is why I was just so pleased when CJ called and asked if he would link from our website to his, and he helps Radio Liberty. But it's, we'd probably carry this even if he didn't, because we think it's so important at this time. People have to understand who Jesus was, the promise of Christianity, the prophecies that come out of the Bible about times that I believe are the times we are living in. And really it's exciting, because certainly the average individual who talks about politics really doesn't have a solution other than, well, you get involved and join the Tea Party, and nothing wrong with joining the Tea Party. Nothing wrong with being involved. But we have to understand the spiritual implications of the things that are going on out there today. Well, our telephone number is, if you have a question for our guest, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And when CJ called me a couple of months ago, he told me that he didn't advertise anything. Well, why? I'm a little surprised when somebody wants to suddenly be affiliated with us and doesn't want to advertise something, you know. And my first thought, well, what's the gimmick, you know? And then, of course, he said that Sydney basically had just taken the story of Jesus written it up in a chronological form. Well, that's great. You know, I'd read that chronology when I was about 20 years old. It had a profound impact on me. I'm sure it helped to influence my ultimate conversion a decade later. But we need to know the background of Christianity. We need to know the promises of Christianity before we're finally going to be able to take that final step of faith and acknowledge, of course, that Jesus is Lord and that we are involved in a spiritual battle and we can't handle our lives or what's going on our own. Well, let's quickly go to Herman, who's calling us. And again, if you're out there in the audience, you'd like to talk to CJ. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I am very proud to have this link on my homepage because, of course, this is what my ministry is all about. And even more so, this is beautifully done. It's beautifully laid out. It's something I am proud to be affiliated with. Herman calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. You know, we live in an age where some call it post-Christian age, where people, many right here in America, have never been exposed to the whole story of Jesus. And even though as a country we have a Christian heritage, but and also people are so used to using their cell phones and their computers. So do you have business cards that people could use as a tool to, because oftentimes we don't have a lot of time to talk to people, that you could use in conversation to hand out?
As a matter of fact, we do. We have a Story of Jesus card. Again, it just advertises the Story of Jesus website. And I'd be, if you email us and give us an address, I'd be happy to send you some.
Okay, what is your email address?
How can people contact you?
Well, just go to the Story of Jesus and hit the Contact Us button and just simply send us an email with your address and I'll make sure you get some Story of Jesus cards, which we'd be delighted for you to hand out. In fact, that's one of the purposes for the website, for people like you, Herman. So, and
okay,
thank you very much for being willing to do this, to help you share the story of our Savior.
Now another question that I have is, obviously some of the listeners come from differing doctrinal backgrounds. Some might be Roman Catholic, some might be Protestant, Seventh-day Adventist, or whatever. But is this going to be a problem for directing someone to this site?
We don't have any denominational affiliation. I think the only problem anybody would have is if what they believe comes in conflict with the truth as presented by Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. So I can't say it's going to be a happy experience for everyone because sometimes the truth hurts. But no, we're not opposed or haven't set ourselves up to be promote a specific denomination.
And this is not anything aimed at changing the teachings of the Bible. It is simply based upon the teachings of the Bible laid out in the Scriptures. And after reading it, then people would want to go back and read the Scriptures themselves. And that's what Christianity is all about. It's not whether you're a Baptist or a Seventh-day Adventist or a Catholic. It's what the Scriptures say, and it's your personal relationship with our Lord.
Well,
our
number
is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you have any testimonials on your site of people who've viewed this and been helped?
Hold that thought for just a moment. Go right ahead.
Well, I know that testimonials are a very, very popular way of advertising something, but as a matter of fact, we don't, and we purposely are not putting the testimonials of others.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Going to this website, and as CJ was saying, the majority of the people who have been led to the Lord from the website have actually been from Africa, and there's a tremendous desire for the Lord. Here in the United States, we have a lot of nominal Christians, but are their lives really transformed by the message of Jesus? That's the important thing. Do they have a personal relationship with Him? That's why we have to be not when you go to church, not identifying with the people in the church, not identifying with the minister, but it is the gospel that is the important thing, the good news of the gospel.
Yes, exactly. And what is the value of a human soul, Dr. Stan? I mean, you were a doctor, you saved lives, and that nothing more important except the eternal destination
of a living soul.
And I think that I sometimes wish that I'd talk more to my patients about our Lord. I know some of them came to know the Lord because of me, but I probably was derelict, and I was not as perhaps outspoken in those days as I am today. But, I mean, we have nothing to lose. We're entering a difficult and impossible time. And our plea to our listeners is, do you have a personal relationship with our Lord? Are you absolutely certain? That's why this website is important, and of course, hopefully, of course, it will draw people to actually go open up the scriptures, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then get to the rest of the scriptures, and evaluate the claims of the Bible, and hopefully make that personal commitment to turn your life over to our Lord. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I hear in the Central Coast of California. This is selling nothing other than the hope for you of eternal life. There are no commercial interests in this website. Nothing there but simply the gospel or the story of the gospel, but told in a certainly in a chronology so that you can actually read it, understand it. And then when you go back and you read the four Gospels, why, of course, you can see where they overlap, where they're separate, but there are different people telling different parts of all the same story. But it is one story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the foundation of that story is the Lord Jesus Christ, and in him the promise of eternity. And without Christ, if he's absent, we can accomplish nothing. And so that's the ultimate question. Do you have Christ? Are you with Christ? Or are you without Christ? And the story of Jesus is designed to introduce you to Jesus Christ.
All right, fine. So basically, the website, The Story of Jesus. And I can remember that because the next one's on Seed Catalog, and it's just Seed Catalog. There's no The. So be sure you put the Story of Jesus there. If you go to Story of Jesus, you get a different website, thestoryofjesus.com. And we hope you'll go, and certainly, you mentioned that you've had, about 1.7 million of people actually in a year go to this website?
That was our banner year, the one we like to brag about. We're averaging about 1.2 million this year. You would think with what's happening that the interest in this would rise, but strangely, it hasn't. Although 1.2 million is a lot of people, unique visitors coming to one website. But Dr. Stan, you explain it to me, how things can get this bad and this just becomes the new normal. And people just go, oh, well, no, this is, wake up.
Well, we're doing everything we can to try to wake people up, and we have some great programs, Pastor Billy Crones and Cindy Lynn Marzulli and all of these people pointing to the prophetic things that are happening today. And the things that are happening are not simply by accident. If you look behind it, behind everything, whether it's political, financial, the military adventures we're involved in, there are powerful prophetic spiritual events taking place. And so all we can do is simply do our best. Hopefully people will listen. God will draw them to listen to our program. And then God will draw them to your website. And God will speak to them, and their lives will be changed, and that's the important thing. That final willingness, and each of us has an ego, and we don't want to actually surrender our lives and let somebody else run them, but in the final analysis, we have to acknowledge that without Jesus, we can accomplish nothing. CJ, thanks very much for being with us. We look forward to talking again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Story of Jesus. And of course, if you have not been to the website, you should go there. And if you know people that you'd like to help to have a personal relationship with our Lord, direct them to that website or direct them to my website, where they can simply on the homepage screen down and come to the area that says the story of Jesus. Click on it. They go directly to the website. We have, really through the electronics, through the internet, the ability to get information out now like never before. And certainly we need to use that. Believe me, the other side is using it to certainly influence our thoughts, process, and certainly turn us away from the Lord. We need to use it to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord. Well, basically, sometimes people have said, well, I don't believe in miracles. And, well, all you need to do is see a seed that you put in the ground sprout and come up with a plant of some sort, and then down the line it brings forth fruit or vegetable. This is truly a miraculous thing. I mean, I certainly as a doctor, I mean, I used to set bones, but I never healed a bone. I couldn't heal a bone. I could set the bone, but God healed that bone by an amazing process, and sometimes you couldn't even tell the bone had been broken after it was all remodeled and the callus was gone. Well, we're going to be the next half hour with Buck Keeley, we're going to be talking about heirloom seeds. We're going to be talking about the seed and seed catalog. And Buck sells seeds. He works up there in Oregon with CJ, and they have their large vegetable garden. But basically, of course, today, why, of course, there's all sorts of seeds out there. You can buy them down at the local hardware store. But a lot of these seeds are certainly genetically modified, or they're altered, or all sorts of things they do to seeds. And what you want are the traditional seeds. Buck, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Always a privilege to be on your show and talk to you and have your listeners participate in our conversation.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question for Buck about growing. He's an expert, and I've learned so much, and I'm having such a good time growing the seeds that he sent me. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got all these boxes now just filled with all. In fact, for a while you sort of wondered if they're ever going to come up, but now they're all up and growing like weeds. But no weeds, fortunately, in there are just the vegetables, various types of things that. Basically, of course, this is a wonderful time. As everything is breaking into bloom, and even the little squash are beginning to form, beginning to get tomatoes on the plants. But tell us, certainly, what is the key to good gardening?
Well, I guess the key to good gardening is good seed. That no matter how good your soil is and how good your fertilizer is, if you're starting with bad seed, you're going to wind up with a bad product. A good friend of mine who spent his life in the nursery business and in the seed business said that the cheapest thing that you buy when you garden is your seed, and he's absolutely right. And so you should never skimp on your seed. Start with good seed, and you ought to start with seed that not only is good in quality as far as its germination rate, but good in the quality of the product it's going to produce. And that's where the heirloom seed comes in. That you're going to wind up with a product that's not only a good product, but it's going to be healthy. It's going to carry with it the genetic structure that God created it with. It's not been altered by cross-pollinization or by being GMO'd in a lab. So you're going to wind up with a good product in a cross variety. That the beautiful colors of a garden this time of the year is, as your product begins to come off, instead of having just a red tomato, be able to have red tomatoes and yellow tomatoes and orange tomatoes and purple tomatoes, that you can have a virtual bouquet of tomatoes sitting on your table that entices you to eat that instead of your Snickers bar or whatever it is that draws your attention. So good seed starts and makes good product. And then the good soil, it's kind of late in the growing season to be worrying about your soil right now. It is what it is. But at the end of this year, you should be starting your composting into your soil, getting in some of God's created compost that comes from cows and horses, and see that cutting your garden, building your soil. But right now you can add to your plants by fertilizer, and a good organic fertilizer to strengthen the plants, and also to put into the fruit the base elements that it needs and nutrients, so that you wind up with a healthy fruit that you're going to be eating.
All right, now, where do the heirloom seeds come from, and how do they differ from the seeds you buy down at the local hardware store?
Well, clinically, a heirloom seed is a seed that has been passed down from generation to generation that has maintained its integrity without being altered by cross-pollinization or nowadays being genetically modified. If you look up a clinical definition, it'd be prior to 1920s. Before they started playing with the cross-pollinization. But you can also have heirloom seed that's up to the early 1940s. I will fit in that category as well. But what an heirloom seed is one that has maintained its original definition without being altered by forced cross-pollinization or having man play with it, try to change the characteristics. And maybe a good equivalent would be rabbit breeders breeding out a white rabbit, where that you work through the process of genetics by breeding different rabbits till you come up with a pair of white rabbits, and then the likelihood of getting the white rabbits are increased by doing that. Well, they do that with seeds. And what production seed growers are looking for is for fruit uniformity, where it ships the same, fruit maturity, where it comes mature at the same time, and then a thick skin and a tough membrane in order to ship well. So that's kind of the standard seed approach, where it is moving towards something that is produced in quantity for production that could be shipped and harvested simultaneously. So that's kind of the process of the hybrid seed. And where the heirloom seed, that you're going to have seed that produces fruit sporadically through the year. It won't be coming on all at once, but it'll continue as long as you pick it. It'll be tender skinned. The tomatoes that you grow, the heirloom tomatoes, have very tender skin. They won't ship well because of that, but my goodness, what a wonderful taste it has when you have that thin skin. And the membrane, the meat in it, is very tender. It's not tough or chewy. If you buy a tomato that's been grown by a standard seed, even one that's vine ripened, that you buy from a roadside store, a roadside produce seller, is still going to have a tougher membrane than you would if you had a heirloom seed. So that's the main difference. It maintains the quality, and the quantities are different, but the qualities remain the same all the way through.
And, you know, I noticed, Cindy, we're very close to the area where they grow strawberries down here in the Pajaro Valley. But the strawberry has changed in taste. It looks the same, but it doesn't smell quite as pungent. And when you eat them, they're nowhere near as good as they used to be 10 years ago. They've altered the structure of strawberries, so they'll last longer, so they ship better. But they're nowhere near as good. I assume this is true with so many of the fruits and vegetables we get today, isn't it?
Absolutely. That if you go to the grocery store or wherever you buy your vegetables, that it's, you know, the difference would be at a farmer's market, where you're going to find folks that are planting heirloom seeds and harvesting their products fresh. If you go to the grocery store, someplace that sells produce, what you're buying is a product that's designed for mass production and shipping, and it's void of the nutrients, void of the flavor, void of the texture of the original product. And the strawberries is a fine example that the strawberries are today, the plants are produced for the purpose of mass quantity production. Anybody that's ever grown strawberries at home know that you don't have huge quantities of strawberries come on, because if you do, you'll wind up with a strawberry like you buy at the store, wouldn't have any flavor in it. But it takes time, and it takes the nutrients from the soil, and that strawberry plant will produce, you know, a limited number of strawberries on each plant, but each one of those are just packed with flavor. And the same thing with the tomatoes on an heirloom tomato plant, they grow at a different rate than your standard seed, but they're succulent, and they're full of flavor, and it's worth the extra time to see them mature and to work them through. But along with that, once they start maturing, they'll take through the whole season as long as you keep them picked, where the standards won't. They produce and they're done.
Well, now, basically, Sydney, as far as the fertilizer, and because you actually carry fertilizer, don't you, through your business there, what fertilizer should we be using on our tomatoes? What fertilizer should we be using on our squash and our watermelon, things of that sort?
But the first thing you want to remember is whatever you put on your ground as fertilizer is going to wind up in your plants. And whatever winds up in your plants is going to wind up in the fruit. And whatever winds up in the fruit is what you're going to eat. So it's the process that you need to look at every time you put something in your garden. As far as fertilizers, you want to make sure that whatever you use is organic. You don't want to put chemicals, particularly... you don't want to put petroleum-based chemicals on your garden to stimulate growth of plants. It doesn't do you any good to increase the production of your plants if you're decreasing the quality of them. And a good organic fertilizer will have these ingredients in it, and depending on your soil, when you test it, you can test your soil and see what you're deficient in, and you can add more or less as you go. But every good organic fertilizer will have some seed meal and bone meal. It'll have some gypsum in it. It'll have some phosphorus in it. It'll have a variety of natural occurring ingredients in, trace colloidal minerals, things that add nutrients back to the plants that's been taken out of the soil through either over gardening or having soil that's poor. So you just want to make sure that whatever you put on your garden is natural, because if you put anything that's not natural in your garden, it's going to wind up in your body. And we have enough unnatural things that happens to our body without intentionally putting unnatural things in our body by putting it on our plants.
Well, how can people get in touch with you and your organization? Of course, they can go to your website, seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com. But how can they get in touch with you? How can they call? A lot of people prefer calling.
Yeah, we just, matter of fact, we had probably three or four of your listeners that called today, and the phone number is toll free, and it is 888-866-9132. That's a toll free number, 1-888-866-9132. And Miss Susan is usually the one that answers the phone, and she'll be glad to help your folks as they call in, decide what they want to order and what they need. And she'll be Johnny on the spot. And if you'd rather do the web access, you can go through the seedcatalog.com. Just type that into your address bar, or you can go to your site, Dr. Stan's site, and go to Heirloom Seeds. It'll take you right to our site.
Well, basically, how long will seeds last? Because I think this is something people should be doing, is laying in a supply of seeds for future use.
So it depends on how they're stored. That seed that's properly stored will last a long time. I think I mentioned in one of our conversations in the past that when they opened up the Pharaoh's tomb to send those boys along on their happy ever long life, they put wheat into the pyramids, and they actually planted that wheat and it germinated and it grew. And that was centuries after centuries, and it was the storage condition was ideal. Of course, being in the desert-like conditions, it was dry and arid, and inside the pyramids and down deep into the cavernous, it was cool. So if you store your seeds in an environment where moisture can't get to them, and where it's a cool, dark area, they'll last for a long, long time, generations. We provide seed for long-term storage in seed banks, and the seeds are stored in a Mylar, 4.5 mil Mylar bag. And the reason why that bag is important, when it's sealed, it will secure not only light from it, but any moisture. And it's rodent-proof if something would happen that rats can't chew through it. But it goes inside of that into a triple-wall PVC pipe that's sealed. And that triple-wall pipe is direct burial, that you could put that in the ground and bury it. It'd keep its integrity where it would not let water in. And those seeds that's properly stored in either a cool, dark, dry place or in a freezer, someplace where it's not going to be exposed to a lot of heat, will keep for a long, long time, 20, 30, 40 years. Some seeds are longer than the others. Onion seeds have a shorter life than other seeds, and so the onion seeds may only keep, you know, half as long as wheat will keep, but they'll keep for many, many years for that situation where you need to have them on hand. And I'd recommend everybody having a seed bank at their home. I've given all of my family members seed banks to have on hand.
So basically you have a number of different packets. You have the small garden, you have the large garden, you have the seed bank. Why don't you just discuss for our listeners what you offer in the way of seeds, and what you offer in the way of fertilizers?
All righty. Well, we start out with the single pack of seeds that come packed in a USDA glassine bag where you can buy a package of seeds that for beets or for beans or whatever. You go through and pick out your garden one package of seeds at a time, and they vary from anywhere from $1.15 to $2.15 a package depending on what you're buying. And then we put together packages. We have what we call the lovers packs, and that are tomatoes lovers and pepper lover packs to where that you're able to, with a single click, order a variety of pepper or tomato plants. And then we have garden packs. We have the urban garden for your urban dweller, and then the small city garden, large backyard garden, which are pre-selected seeds, cross variety of seeds. We give you basically everything you need to plant your garden. And then we have, on top of that, we have our sprouting kits to where you can start sprouting seed and keep fresh greens throughout the year. And then the survival seed banks, which I just spoke of, we have kind of a novelty. What we do is that we'll allow you to pick your own seed you want in a seed bank, And we'll pack those in the seed bank for if you spend more than $50 on seed, then the seed bank comes free and we'll pack those for you, put them in the Mylar and put them into the PVC pipes.
Well, now, what about the way of fertilizers? What should people be getting from you in the way of fertilizer?
Well, we sell Uncle Buck's organic fertilizer, and it's comprised of the ingredients I spoke about before in proportions that will advance the plants. And it does a phenomenal job that if this time of the year, if you'll put a handful on your tomato plant, put a little water on it, in 3 or 4 days, you'll see a difference in your tomato plant. And that comes in a four-pound package, and it's, I think, $7.95 for 4 pounds, and that's enough for a 150-foot, row-foot plant, or enough for probably 75 or so tomato plants or pepper plants.
Well, I certainly don't have that many, but basically, of course, what about things like Miracle-Gro? What are they, just artificial stimulants or what?
Yeah, well, the Miracle-Wall, and most of your production fertilizers are made out of petroleum-based products.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Buck.
That most of your production fertilizers are made out of petroleum-based products or other chemicals.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And the website is seedcatalog.com.
Do you have any good books on this sort of thing that on your website?
There's for free. We don't sell anything besides seeds and products. But on free, if you go to seedcatalog.com, there is a large section of articles that you can find under the library, and that will help you as far as understanding the heirloom seed movement and the non-GMO seed movement. And then also on the website, As you go to the website and you look underneath the categories, you'll find under each category there will be two links, one for planting tips and one for the zone planting charts that will give you how to plant your seed and prepare your soil, and the other when to plant it.
Well, God bless. We'll hope to talk to you again next month. Bye-bye, and thanks very much.
Take care, Dr. Dave.
That's Ben Buck Keeley from SeedCatalog.com. That's Buck Keeley from SeedCatalog.com. I learned a lot from Buck, and I hope you will, too. We're living in uncertain times. You need to know how to grow your own food. Hopefully you'll never have to, but it's loads of fun. And basically, it is wonderful to see the miracle of a seed germinate and come forward. Truly a miracle. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us, our telephone number, 1-888. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear our talks on the secret, or the forbidden secret, or the dark secret, and their syllabuses were the last two talks. You need, of course, to get the other information available from Radio Liberty explaining to you what's really going on. Certainly, we'd like to recommend some of Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVD series. He has a 10 DVD series. You can get part one, part two on the final countdown. It's simply the prophecies that are coming true today. And we have the first five DVDs, our first, we discussed the first five sessions there on certainly a five a CDC set, CD set. And one of these days we'll get around to getting the second one, if you prefer that to watching it. But the DVDs are very well done. They're half an hour. And they get part one, part two, get them both together. We have another set on fearful creation. We will soon be carrying the judged creation as soon as we get around to getting Letitia to order it. We have his four DVD set on RFID technology. Pastor Billy's done a wonderful, wonderful job putting the DVDs together. And we're watching him every evening, and we're going through the judge creation. We just saw the second one last night. Excellent. So we recommend them to you. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're interested in health, we have all sorts of things on health. From Dr. Blaylock, we have his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, it can save your life. Excitotoxins, the taste it kills, natural strategies for cancer patients, a 4-CD set on life-saving secrets, and his DVD on something on vaccines and brain development, vaccines and nutrition. So much material. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and Melody does help Radio Liberty. And if you have a question or comment, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Melody, how are we doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
And so tell us what's going on from your point of view.
Well, we had a fairly active day in gold and silver today, the precious metals and, of course, the commodities across the board. You had oil hit pretty strong today, and both gold and silver and platinum and palladium. And they look like they're taking a little bit about a turnaround in the aftermarket. Gold is anyway, and silver is beginning to come back as we go into the later evening. So it looks like we might come back a little bit today. But a good buying opportunity for those who have been waiting for any type of a pullback. But it seems like we're still trading between these certain levels, and looks like silver stays very strong at this $34 level, and certainly gold stays strong at this $15.20 level. So if you're waiting for a pullback, it's time to get in there and take advantage of these prices.
What did you find? Were people actually calling in today? Because people really should be buying on the pullbacks. Were they contacting you, or were they frightened by what's happening?
I don't think they were so much frightened, but they did take advantage of the pullback. And I think with what's happening of late, seeing what's happening with oil, what's happening with the markets and with Greece and everything, you know, I think it's, you know, making people take the move and take the jump into gold if they haven't done so already. And, of course, it's making a lot of people that have CDs coming due. They realize that they need to put it into hard assets. They realize that their paltry interest that they're getting on their money is certainly being wasted away by the rate of inflation. So they're also taking care of that. So, yes, they are taking advantage of these pullbacks.
Well, we've had a couple of very interesting programs with Lindsay Williams. Do you know Lindsay Williams at all?
I met him once at a seminar with Pastor Butch Paul, but unfortunately I don't get the opportunity with what we do here to follow him everywhere. But my customers always tell me what he says, and it is always very right on.
Well, you know, he has been incredibly accurate. It's not Lindsay being accurate. It's the people who have talked to him. And certainly Ken Fromm, I'd never met, but I knew who he was and knew his reputation. He was the first Mr. X. The second Mr. X, why I have talked to personally. I know who he is, and I've discussed issues with him in past years, but he has told Lindsay, and I fear that this is true, that this is what Mr. Fromm had said, that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. Now, that doesn't mean the dollar is not going to be there. It doesn't mean that it's not going to exist. It just means it's going to lose most of its value. It's going to lose its reserve status. But what that means for our listeners is that a great deal of the value of the dollar will be gone. And if you were invested in dollars or dollar-related instruments, why, you're going to lose your investment. Suddenly, this is why I personally think that people should be fully invested in gold and silver and related assets. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Melody, what do you think about that? I mean, certainly, we're talking about a little over, well, less than 2 years. And this is something Lindsay was told a number of years ago, but everything, almost everything Mr. Fromm had said has come to pass. So, I mean, I think that, that we would be foolish to ignore this warning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. You know, we need to heed everything that's going on and take a look around the world and see what is happening. And I do believe 2012 is going to be I hate to call it interesting anymore when so many people are affected and so many lose their life savings that they work so hard for. And I believe certainly people should also be invested in gold and silver. And, I mean, even just listening to Ben Bernanke in his speech the other day, you know, here he spent billions and billions of dollars and he can't figure out why jobs aren't coming back. Well, they know darn well why jobs aren't coming back. They know darn well why our economy isn't turning around. And they know darn well that they're going to have to continue some sort of quantitative easing here, whether they call it QE3 or, you know, they come up with another name, or they just don't tell us at all because they just can't withdraw that money. You have countries, you have Russia that's dumping treasuries. They're certainly not buying any more. China's not buying in as many as they used to, and everybody is cutting back on any of the U.S. assets. So, you know, you have all these signs, and it's amazing that so many people don't take heed.
Well, you know, I think one of the most interesting things I noticed, I read the forecaster, I'm sure you do as well. But basically, of course, Russia had increased their gold holdings 25% since January. 25%, that's a lot of gold. I mean, that's since January of this year. So, and we know that China is buying gold frantically. We know that other people are buying gold. We know that Brazil has been buying gold. So countries are buying gold, and they're putting it on the central banks are buying gold because they realize, of course, they cannot trust the American dollar. So they're getting out of dollars, and they're trying to get into gold, or they're using their gold to buy something of inherent value. And so one of these days, the ready supplies of gold are going to be gone, and I think that it's just going to go. It's only got one direction to go. When everybody's buying, and very few people are selling.
Absolutely, and not only that, you have all these central banks buying gold.
Hold that thought here and go right ahead. We were just talking about how Russia has increased their gold holdings 25% since January. And 25% from, and I can't give you the exact figures, but it was in the latest forecaster. The one just arrived today, and I underlined it in yellow because I wanted to be sure I would have that. We know that China is buying gold from their central bank, and that Brazil is buying gold for their central bank. Why are these doing this? Because they know that they're going to destroy the value of the dollar. Bernanke is inflating away the value of the dollar. When he says that there's no inflation now, he and all of the people are lying. They keep talking about core inflation. What does that mean? Well, that's based upon the price of homes, which is falling. But they don't include food or fuel, or if they do include fuel, why they say, well, see, the price has gone up, so people are driving less, so they're spending less on fuel. And the old adage that figures don't lie, but liars figure, and most of them work for the government, has never been disproven. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. If you have a question or comment, this is the most important time you have ever lived through economically, because I think they're going to destroy the value of the dollar. And if Lindsay Williams is right, and I have every reason to believe he is, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Go right ahead, Melody.
No, you're talking about the core rate of inflation. I guess they have on the table, they're considering about changing how the CPI index is calculated. And, of course, if they change again, that's what they always do. You know, if they don't like the numbers that are being produced, they just change the equation on how they get the numbers until they get the numbers that they want and that they can push to the people. But they are considering changing how the index is calculating, looking to save about over $200 billion. And it's on the table. They've talked about it in these debt meetings and these meetings that they're having. And again, if they change the CPI numbers and they show the lower inflation rates, you know, or lower again, you know, it looks like, again, you're looking to the seniors that'll continue to get the lower benefits. You're also looking for higher taxes that are going to be paid by a lot of people. So, again, they're just scamming the American people, not telling the truth, and they're, again, it's smoke and mirrors on what the real numbers and what people really pay.
I think it's very interesting how they do this. First of all, according to law, Social Security is indexed to inflation. But if you can change the way you calculate the figures to show that there is no inflation, then you don't have to pay the seniors any more money. For the last 2 years, they've said there is no inflation. Why? Because they keep changing the definition of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
They also issue something called TIPS. They're bonds, treasury bonds that are indexed to inflation. But, of course, if you can change the definition of inflation, then you do not have to increase the value of the bonds. And because supposedly you don't have to worry about inflation because the bond will go up if there's inflation. But you change the definition of inflation, then you don't have to pay any more on the bonds. It really is ingenious. You can steal from the people, and they say, well, you're not questioning our integrity, are you? I mean, after all, I mean, no, we're here to help you, and there is no inflation. Are you going to believe what we say, because we're the experts, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? There is no inflation. I wonder if you're out in the listening audience, you're concerned about inflation. I wonder if you're really concerned about what's going on, or the very real prospect that if Lindsay Williams is right, what we have less than a year and a half, when the dollar will lose its reserve status, it will no longer be the petrodollar of the world, and it will lose a considerable part of its value, and consider part of everything you have worked your whole life to amass. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think out there in the audience about the way they change the definition of inflation so they don't have to give any more money to the elderly. They don't have to change the value of the indexed inflation index bonds. It's ingenious. There is no end that they will stop at. So that they will have more money to spend on wars, to transfer to the big oil companies, to transfer to the Brotherhood of Darkness, and deprive the people of what they're, by law, they're theoretically supposed to get. Well, what do you hear from your people who are calling you, Melody?
Well, I know they're concerned. I believe people now are, at least they're equating the amount of money that we owe, and they realize that we're, you know, whether it is happening locally, they're seeing what is happening to, you know, pensions. They at least read the reports and so forth. And again, I don't believe they really have a grasp on the true depth of the problem and what will really happen. But at least it's making people take the step to get involved in purchasing gold and silver. And I think we had a little bit of a doldrums, you know, people talk about summer doldrums. I think we already had the doldrums, and that was around tax time and coming into June. I really don't believe we're going to have summer doldrums this year. You can read lots of reports either way. But I think with all the situations that are happening with QE2 ending, you have the earnings, the second quarterly earnings coming out. You have the local budgets, the state budgets that are coming out. I mean, there's just a tremendous amount of events that are up and coming from the end of June to the end of July that I think will keep the markets with gold and silver very active. And particularly if we have these pullbacks, people will take advantage of these lower prices. And you got to remember, folks, they lower these prices. I mean, they hit the commodities all across the board. They released the strategic oil today, and that, I think, really hit the overall commodity complex. And I think this is why you saw a lot of the gold and silver prices drop. Oil dropped over $4. And but you know what? These are all one-day wanders. You have G20 meetings going on. You have, you know, you have Greece. I mean, people would have to be foolish not to be concerned with what is going on. I mean, they'd have to be living in another plane to not realize that the problems that we're here to face. And if you don't think it's been an agenda that has been planned, all you have to do is go back a couple years before we had all the collapse in the real estate market. They changed bankruptcy laws. You don't think they changed those bankruptcy laws because they didn't know what was coming down the pike? You know, they have a tendency to change things. They change the credit cards and the way people can do business with credit cards. But they make all these changes before things happen, because they know they're going to happen. And if you go back far enough, you can see all these changes in legislation prior to these events that are occurring.
And I think that's so true. You know, those who listen to our programs regularly will know that it was in mid-October when Lindsay called me and told me he had just finished talking to Mr. X, who was dying at that time. Ken Fromm, former CEO of ARCO, but he had told him that there was going to be a major conflict in the Middle East within 4 to 6 months. And of course, I was sure it was going to be a war with Iran, and I'd asked Lindsay to ask that question. And Mr. Fromm had said, and he laughed, he said, "Lindsay, there's not going to be a war with Iran, at least not now. There's not going to be a war with Iran." Well, Lindsay wanted to know what sort of conflict it was. Ken Fromm wouldn't tell him. But he knew there was going to be a conflict in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, look at what's going on in Syria today. Look and see what's happened to Lebanon and Turkey. Look and see what happened in Bahrain. Look and see what's happened to Tunisia and Egypt and Libya and Angola and Morocco. And yet none of that had happened, certainly by when, of course, we initially began discussing what in the world is he talking about. They knew. It's all planned ahead of time. And I think that point that Sydney Melody is making, they changed the rules as far as bankruptcy ahead of time so that you wouldn't be able to go bankrupt. They changed the rules on student loans so you couldn't go bankrupt. They knew what was coming down the line, and they wanted you, the little guy, trapped. And the big guy, well, he's always going to get bailed out. Well, let's go to Herman. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Herman, do you have a question for Melody?
Well, I'd like to bring up the subject of the falling standard of living here in America. I live in Carmel, California, and which is Carmel by the Sea is a wealthy area, lots of art galleries and other shops, and the weekends are absolutely packed with people lately, more than ever, and yet the stores are not selling anything. And this has been going on for many, many months. And it tells me that it's not just people holding back. People don't have the same amount of money that they used to. And, again, as Americans, you know, it's never happened before, and so we can't believe it could possibly happen here. But it seems like something is changing radically. Or would it?